On wireless communication, the interactive multimedia CD-ROM, we're talking to Jeff Anderson from Sony in the USA. On OFDM, Jeff, can you brief us or update us on what has been happening in terms of OFDM proposals for personal communication systems?
Sony Corporation has been working on a two-way wireless telecommunications air interface for wireless using OFDM signaling. The objective of this new technology will be to have multimedia applications. That means you need to have multi-megabit data service in a mobility environment. The current discussion in the industry around the world is for maximum in mobility of 144 kilobits per second. We believe that while that is effective for some data communications, it's not effective for true multimedia. OFDM technology provides the capability for reduced interference, the ability to have a better signal strength in an interference environment, also provides the capability for having a flexible data rate. So you can have asymmetric data, which would be broadband downlink and narrowband return link. In the case of if you want to pull down some very big file or do video communication. The other objective of the OFDM technology, or one of the benefits of OFDM technology, is the resistance to interference of multipath.